Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, Judd Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Monday show. It was a carnage-packed weekend this week with injuries left, right and centre. But before we start talking about that, welcome Stevie Fizz. How you going, mate?
I'm a bit under the weather because it was a carnage-packed weekend. You know, in your league, there's always that one person who's a bit more of a nemesis than the other. It's that rivalry match.
Yep.
Well, I was in a tense match and got over my rival. So I put down about 16 sherbets and feeling a bit under the weather, much like yourself, Jono.
Yeah. I had a massive migraine yesterday and still feeling the effects of it today. But I was cooked by Saturday night once Big Steph Martin got KO'd by, Stephen May?
Yeah. I just think maybe that's because you're so closely tied into the Bulldogs that they're all getting injured. You just needed to feel some ill effects of that.
Sympathy injury? I think so. But we had the Match Review panel come out this afternoon with Stephen May going straight to the tribunal for that hit on Steph Martin. So you're probably looking at people calling for six, eight weeks sort of thing, but yeah, probably be 5, 6 in my opinion. Scott Lysette got 1 week for giving old Ty Vickery a smack on the mouth there. And Robbie Gray, Hamish Hartlett and Charlie Dixon all copping $1,000 fines for their cheap shots. And, sorry?
Nothing,
you can say something. And also good news today, Steph Martin passed his first concussion test and is in consideration to play this week.
Well, that's good. He's come off better than Sandy did last week.
Yeah,
last
week, having a rib removed. That's got to be painful. And they're saying now a bit longer than that original 6 to 8 weeks. Was it 10 to 12 now, I think?
These people, they're just guessing.
Throwing numbers.
They're just guessing.
And if you're a David Mundy owner, unlikely to return this week, but then Ross Lyon goes, no, he is possible. So who knows?
It's just games. It's just games. These people have no idea. Well, even if they do have it, no, just whatever. If you get an injury player or trade one in because it's a value, it's buy beware.
Certainly is. And the early reports with Jason Johannesson was up to 4 months, but now it could be a 6 to 8 week injury, which is good for JJ owners.
Yeah, just apparently Twitter's my source on this one. So if he avoids surgery, maybe he comes back around the buyers. But the Bulldogs have said they'll be cautious, so who knows? Who knows?
Who knows? Wait and see with that one, but hopefully he's back just after the buyers and has a run into the finals if we make it.
Yeah.
And if you're still holding on to Brad Crouch, he's a maybe this week.
Yeah.
And some injury... if you would like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. And I believe we have another review this week, Steve.
Yeah, we've been getting some interesting reviews lately. We have a broader audience than I realised after Paul Roo's hair chipped in. Oh, man, how good was the hair looking on the weekend?
It was looking fine. It was a pretty calm day yesterday at the MCG, but, you know, wasn't under too much stress coaching against the Pies yesterday.
I think he's been listening to... Remember when Homer has that dream where he's got the long hair and he's like, rinse, lather, and repeat, always repeat. I reckon Ruzzi's hair might repeat about 5 or 6 times. It's just glorious.
He's got to use that 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, so it's just one time, that's it.
No, he's got time to go a few different products. Actually, even after that win, he might treat himself to like some really nice coconut-scented... I don't know. Spice it up a bit.
Spice it up.
Anyway, Hoskin Elliott writes in, "Hey, doctors, thanks for the awesome podcast. Love the dedication to the draft format. Please go easy on the insults, though. I'm a little brittle."
Oh, sorry about that, Hoskin Elliott, but have a teaspoon of concrete, mate. But thank you for the review.
Yeah, thanks so much for the review. If anyone out there is enjoying the show, please leave us the review. It really helps. Hoskin Elliott.
Hey, at least we're hitting the starting to get some feedback from the AFL players. Pretty good.
That's good. Maybe we could get a review from Nick Nat's hair.
Man, that'd be pretty good.
That'd be crazy.
Wonder what that sounds like.
I don't know, but I bet it's seen better things than I have.
And maybe see what Sam Mitchell's knee has to say as well.
Ooh, that's, yeah, interesting, interesting.
But moving on quickly to some injuries, we know Steph Martin was KO'd on the weekend. Johannesson was tore his hammy. I don't know if you saw it, but Mark Murphy, it looked like he was in a chair match in the WWE, busted wide open and blood flowing everywhere. So he had a massive cut on his head. And
apparently also Murphy was violently ill during halftime.
So that's why he sucked.
Carlton tweeted it out. Well, I thought he might have been violently ill because he had to watch his team kick the ball. Matty Cruz's ruck work. I don't know. Just
it was pretty horrible.
Anyway, we'll talk about Murph later.
Yeah, absolutely. And Matthew Suckling had a rolled ankle. And Benny Reid, goes to Ben Reid. Calf soreness. Not good for Benny Reid there.
Well, I don't know. Was it calf soreness? Because he had his knee taped up during the match. He looked. Didn't look 100%. I'll put it that way.
Well, I said Carl soreness this afternoon when I was going through it. And Alan Christensen had a bit of shoulder soreness there, but seemed to go pretty good throughout the match. And Sauce Jacobs, bit of a knee issue there on Saturday night, but he returned to be okay.
About Tom Boyd, a bit of shoulder issue there.
Yeah, Tom Boyd, he should be okay for the weekend. But moving on now to our studs and duds for the weekend. It's going to be Andrew Gaff and the Luke Shuey show for me.
I thought Yo as well, man. Yo could have had a monster game, just a bit inaccurate with his goal kicking.
That is true, and good to see Jack Darling as well. It was pretty good there.
I want to give someone a little bit of love that someone we usually give a lot of. It's an easy target. That's Trent Cotchin, man. This dude's had a pretty good start to the year.
I got him on my list. I was going to give him a lot of love. Another good game, 100 and something Supercoach points, but and in a massive, massive loss too. So.
Lay off Koch. He's doing his bit, man.
He's all right. And that hair.
Whew. Oh, now that. We could do a whole podcast on Trent Cotchin's hair.
Man, if you see my brother, he's a mad Richmond supporter. He tries to mimic Trent Cotchin with that hair. Unreal stuff there. And
does he?
Yeah, he does,
he's
actually.
He's failing.
He's got a kid now, so he doesn't have time to zhuzh it up and whatnot. But he was rocking the Cotchin hairstyle. For a bit there, and bit of a few duds there. Couldn't really find anything for West Coast, but Hooley for me, first bad game for the year.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, from time to time.
Shane Edwards is a bit rusty, but again, it's going to happen.
Yeah, 10-goal loss, you're going to have a few passengers along there.
Oh, how good was Rance, though? Jesus, man.
Man, they would have got lost by 24 goals if Rance wasn't there.
My God, Rance is good.
Certainly is. Moving on to the Essendon, who they play, Geelong game. Zach Merritt, very good again, and David Zaharakis just kicking it off really well. Going to throw a dud onto Tom Hawkins. Should have just tore him apart, but didn't. But I suppose the game didn't really allow for that.
Oh, well, you know, Essendon are a bit scrappier than you know, some of the other teams out there, I guess you could say. So, I mean, they hung tough with Geelong for a long way.
Yeah, they did.
I think the dud would be Blix.
Yeah, and Blix as well. I went over him, but yeah, he stunk it up.
Yeah, cooled off dramatically there, the old Blix.
Now, you got anyone else from that game?
You know, Donuts continues his form.
Tip and Woody. How good was he?
He's handy. Just wanted to throw out, and we're going to talk about him later. Probably my favourite name in the AFL right now, Orezio.
Fantasia.
He's been massive, man. He's playing between the arcs. He's playing full-time mid. He's a defender. He's available on your waiver wire, go get him. And they're playing Collingwood this week, and we know those guys, the halfbacks, generally score pretty well against Collingwood because they can't keep the ball inside the forward 50 because their entries are just 50-metre bombs in the air.
I can see Essendon winning this game this week.
I think a lot of people can, actually.
And Harry Taylor, again, showed a bit of vintage form down back there.
Yep.
Moving on down to the game in Tassie between the Saints and the Hawks. Tom Mitchell getting it done again. Jordan Lewis, I thought
Tom
Nick
Mitchell.
Rue. What did I say? Tom Mitchell.
Yeah.
Sam Mitchell, his brother.
Yeah.
Cousin, whatever. Sam Mitchell. Nick Rue, Rewalt, I thought was awesome. coming back off that concussion from the week before, and Jack Billings starting to get it done, man.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah, a few bit untidy with the ball a couple times, but yeah, it was okay. Montagna continues to destroy
everyone.
Yeah, it was a great game though, actually.
It was, except I'm going to give the duds to the umpires who don't know what 15 meters is.
Oh, man.
How terrible was that?
That was pretty bad.
I was watching that game and, you know, I'm not a fan of either time, but I was just yelling at my TV for that one. That was pretty poor and pretty much cost them the game, I would have thought.
It certainly played a part.
Yeah, poor form for you umpires. And, yeah, Hodgie was pretty rusty in his first game back, but...
Oh, well, he was playing, you know, sort of playing tall in defence, sort of that loose man role, so...
Yeah, always going to hurt his output there.
Yeah.
Do you have anyone else?
No, that's it. We can move on. Oh, we'll get through these a bit quicker.
Yeah. Then we got the Q clash there on Saturday night, or Saturday Arvo. Thought Pierce Hanley, T. Lynch, Daniel Rich, Aaron Hall were all very good in that game. It was actually a pretty good game in the end.
Yeah, yeah. Well done to Brisbane getting the win. Good work.
Yeah, they played the ball and not the man.
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing that to get the win after Steph Martin obviously was just destroying in the first half.
Yeah.
To win without him, that was just a huge effort, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Jack Martin seems to have hit that cold streak now for some reason. And I thought Robbo was a bit cold as well.
Yeah, Jack Martin was, you know, getting a bit of attention. That's okay. He's going to throw in those games. Our boy Nipples. Boy, 10 tackles.
Yeah. 10 tackles, was it? Wow.
10 tackles for the Nipples.
Doing very well. I suppose he got to tackle Steph Martin before he went down because, you know, he wasn't getting the ball.
Yeah, so he had some good scores. Not exactly looking to bring him in, but...
No.
You know, if you're sole ruck, you should score well, really. Yeah, unless your name's Matt Loby.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm getting to him. the Saturday night game had for the Bulldogs and the Blues, Doherty and Simpson down back, man. They were getting it done quite good. Lockie Hunter, Matty Suckling, both having pretty good games as well. And Gibbs, what the hell's happened with him? He was absolutely killing it in preseason. Now he's just gone off the rails, really.
I don't know, man. Who knows? I thought he'd have a good year. I thought he was really going to tear it apart, but...
Maybe that man bun seeped into his brain and...
Oh, God. Maybe if it's not balanced perfectly, he runs around in circles. I don't know.
And Jakey Stringer was well held as well on the weekend.
Yeah, not, you know, I'm not Jake Stringer's biggest fan, but, you know, whatever. No goals against Carlton.
Mm.
So that was interesting.
Yep. Anyone else?
Nah, you know... Bont's an interesting guy. We're going to talk about him a little bit later, but three goals.
Yeah, all in the first half, which is pretty good.
So, yeah.
And the other Saturday night game was the Crows and the Swans. It was a really good game, just free-flowing.
This is an awesome game.
Yeah, no little 1-2 dinky kicks and crap like that, just football. So Eddie Betts starring again. He's having a good year, Eddie Betts.
You know who else is having a good year?
Dan Hannebery.
From this game, old man.
Hey, and also Robbie Sloan finally cracks a ton.
Yeah, so he's about 3 tons behind old man Grandpa Thompson.
Yes, that is true. Source Jacobs, I heard, but he had that knee knock, and Tom Mitchell, stunk it up on the weekend.
Yeah, also a good game for Tex, really his first good game of the year. There was some concern about him being injured, but, you know, that's a bit more pleasing for Tex Walker owners.
Yeah, and they've got a pretty good forward line now. If all four or five of those forwards fire up at the same time, like you've got Tom Lynch kicking goals, Jenkins, Walker, Betts.
It's ridiculous, the talent down there.
And we'll finally get a good Friday night game this week with Hawthorn and Adelaide, which will be good for once.
I'm sure they can switch it at the last minute to, like, oh, wait, Anzac Day. They can't reschedule Anzac Day, can they? They should try.
Well, they could. I mean, it's the Anzac weekend now, not just Anzac Day, but shudders down my spine. In the Sunday game, we had GWS absolutely destroying Port Adelaide. Callum Ward, he's in super, super form at the moment. Toby Green, dip my lid here. He sucked at the start of the year, but he's come back now with a bit of form.
Yeah, could have made more of it. I thought he was a bit scratchy in the first quarter, but he really played pretty well after that.
Mm.
Man, this is a horrible game to watch, to be honest. It looked just like Port looked like they didn't care.
No, it's just Sunday afternoon. We're in Canberra. Who cares? When can we get Fish Week to get some porn and fireworks?
Yeah, good call. Good call. Hey, we've all been there.
We certainly have. Robbie Gray stunk it up as well.
Travis Boak finally scored well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jasper Pittard was pretty good too, Ben. That was about it for the Port Adelaide team.
Yeah, I thought Heath Shaw went full, Heath Shaw of like 8 years ago. He was giving away some goals early. I think that kept Port Adelaide in it at the start.
Some good finger pointing, cost him a 50-metre penalty.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see on the Bulldogs game, one of the Carlton players got a free against because he threw the ball too hard at the umpire? How soft is that?
Well, true story, Jono. In basketball, I got a tech called against me because I threw the basketball at the opposition coach's head. I was under 14s.
That's fine, but you threw a ball too hard at an umpire. Seriously?
Oh, well, respect the umpires. Hey, man, what's going on with Sam Gray? Sam Gray's nowhere.
Yeah, I traded him out of my salary cap before the values went up, but I don't know, is it the Pollock factor coming back in? I don't know. Just hasn't been hitting those heights at the end of last year, which is a bit of concern for those Sam Gray owners.
Yeah.
Moving on to the middle game on Sunday afternoon, we had the Demons destroy Collingwood there. Thought Maxi Gawn was pretty good. Sidebottom for his first hit out for the year was pretty solid as well.
Sidebottom's a star, man.
Yeah. And Jesse White, how the hell does he get a game? Seriously.
How does Collingwood justify paying 10 grand to bring him in from outside the 25?
Yeah.
They could have just given that to charity, like, really. I mean, Jesse White is a charity, but...
Oh, certainly is. I was looking at the team's scores at three-quarter time, I'm like, Jesse White, why would you even pick him? Like, seriously, you'd play one down, wouldn't you?
You'd consider... Yeah, I don't know, man. Jack Watts, though.
Oh, four goals in the first half or first quarter, something like that. Just unbelievable.
They're
teaming up really well now, Hogan and Watts, I think.
He can kick a straight pill, man. He's a good kick.
Yeah, he certainly is. So you're getting a bit of confidence now, which is good in that contract year.
Yeah, Jack Viney destroying lives again. He's so good.
Yeah, I love Jack Viney. Good player. They're a bit of a sneaky side now, Melbourne. But which Melbourne, again, does turn up?
Well, look, I mean, you got to look at the opposition. I mean, Collingwood... It's actually interesting because... Collingwood finished with 95 tackles or something like that. So I can't say the effort wasn't there, but it looked like the effort wasn't there. They looked horrible.
Yeah, that's right. They looked slow and just horrible.
But the effort was obviously there. I mean, I think they just got too many guys who were the same. They're so slow. Like, you got Greenwood.
Adams.
All these guys are just the same. Adams, yeah, DeGoey. I mean, they're all these... I don't know. Anyway, well, it's problems
up,
there.
What at that point yesterday, and you put up on Twitter where, what was it you said, that one change in the AFL rules just destroys all those AFL lists?
Well, it can change the game, really, the interchange cap. So Collingwood have obviously been built for contested ball. They really have no runners.
No.
So it's hurting them, but, I mean, who cares? The game looks awesome, so...
Yeah, absolutely. I like that 10-metre safety zone as well. That's really opened it up too.
Tom Bugg, 9 tackles, 29 touches as well.
Yeah, he was good in that first quarter. And yeah, that first quarter was really good as well and played out threat. Just popped up and Dean Kent too. I thought was pretty solid too.
Yeah, and Harms. You know, we were talking about him in the preseason. He looked okay as well. He's gets down and dirty, does the dirty stuff. I like that.
Yeah, like him a lot. And in the last game, how's this guy, Jared Waite? What is he, like 49 now? Just, he's killing it. Highest averaging player in the league in Supercoach.
It's, hey, good work, man.
Yeah.
work. You know, he's always had talent to burn. It was just a matter of not being injured or getting suspended or playing for Carlton that really held him back.
That is true.
And well, if you are, I mean, you look at Eddie Betts, Jared Waite,
Josh Kennedy.
Hey?
And Josh Kennedy.
Oh.
2, 3, and 6 on the Coleman list.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to hurt.
That's got to sting a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, because watching Casbolt on the weekend, just horrible. Takes a mark, 30 out directly in front, missed a lot.
Man, what's Troy Menzel must be sitting there going, hey, I'm about to be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep rubbing it in.
Well, Jeff Garland's doing okay at Melbourne as well.
I know. He kicked like 40 goals last year.
Yeah. Crazy.
Man, that'd be a decent Carlton team. Zeeble, he's having a pretty good year as well. He hasn't hit anybody or scored a 4, so he's doing well.
My God, he's doing awesome.
Fife, doing what he does best, and Lockie Neal.
Yeah, yep. Thought Jamie McMillan playing the spare in defence, good role for him. He's a good player, kicked the goal as well. Daniel Wells keeps it going, so.
And I'm going to pot Ross Lyon here. Stop making Michael Johnson play a lockdown role defender. Let him go. Let him run. That's what he does best.
Honestly, he's like your most creative player besides Walters. Like,
and then he's playing as a lockdown defender. What the hell are you doing?
It's horrible, man. It's horrible. This season's just a train wreck for Freo.
Oh, big time. 0-4. They play Carlton this week, so they should get a win this week.
Well, yeah, they should.
They should. And moving on now to our waiver wire pickups for the week. As Steve said earlier, Arazio?
Arazio!
Fantasia. In 86% of teams on Ultimate Footy there. So if you're in a shallower league, there's still a good chance you would pick him up, I would say.
I'm betting my bottom dollar that he'll be picked up in our league tonight.
Oh, is that because you're the number one waiver wire?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Steve Coniglio is still in the pool as well, but he's in 90% of teams, starting to score pretty well now that he's not tagging.
Yeah.
Bit of a flyer one. If Tom Boyd doesn't get up, there's a sneaking suspicion that they could put Minson in. And he's only in 50% of the team, so could be one to watch there if you need a ruckman.
Yeah, I had Minson down on my list. I think there's a good chance that'll happen as well.
Yeah. Adam Cooney, only in 67% of teams, scored 93 and 97 in Dream Team Supercoach this week, putting a couple of nice scores together. So if you're looking for that fifth forward, he'd be pretty handy there at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. For the defenders, I like Zach Williams. We were sort of talking about him early in the preseason as a nice sleeper, but Nathan Wilson basically went past him for whatever reason. Zach Williams has come into the side 2 weeks ago, played pretty nicely. Heath Shaw's tended to be playing on someone, and Zach Williams has sort of been playing loose across the back, and he scored pretty well, so he's someone who should be on your waiver wire. Jed Adcock.
Yeah, I got him late last week. In our listener league, but still didn't help as I'm still now 0-4.
Good work, buddy.
Killing me.
Jed Adcock, dual position. You know, he might slot in across that half back with all the injuries for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think he would. Playing Brisbane this week, they'll play fast and furious. Don't know if Easton Wood will be back. He should be. And if, you know, Suckling's out with that rolled ankle, then he'll keep his spot, I would imagine.
Yeah, I've also got Sam Mays for Brisbane.
Your boy.
He's not my boy.
No?
He's never been my boy. No, I got no interest in Sam Mays.
I thought you were potting him on the weekend, that's all.
No, I thought he was okay on the weekend. They sort of never know where to play him, but it sort of seemed like he was around the ball a lot more, like around the stoppages. So if they're sort of just letting him off the chain, you know, instead of playing a defensive role or forward. I mean, he's playing a lot more forward. Then his scores might be okay. I mean, the defender pool's pretty thin.
Pretty shallow.
Yeah, I also had James Harms as a centre. You know, he gets tackles. So if you're playing a a dream team scoring league, probably a bit better than a super coach scoring league. So, I mean, if he's getting six tackles and 20 touches,
that's good.
That's pretty good.
And I've also got Chris Main for me. He's, after his stinker in the first round, he's putting together a couple of nice scores of mid-80s now, so could be a late pickup, especially against Carlton this week. He'd be pretty handy in your team, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. Good call on the matchup. What about Dan Menzel as a forward?
Yeah, I like
for
it.
For Geelong, didn't have the greatest day on the weekend, kicking 0-5. But, but he still scored well. I mean, he's in a good team. He's a good player. That's going to turn around. People might just have missed that. And also, Jack Watts playing the Tigers this week. Man, I've got to give him a chance.
You've got to give him a big chance. I mean, I suppose Rance would go to Hogan, wouldn't he? But Hogan was everywhere on the weekend.
Yeah, Hogan's really pushing up the ground. I thought, man, the way Hogan played is the way Travis Cloke should play. Like, getting leading up to the wings. Like, I don't get what Collingwood are doing.
Did you see... God, no, but Cloke's field kicking was horrible. He had a 15-metre target on the weekend. He kicked on the full.
Ben Reid did the same thing like 2 minutes later, but he's a good kick. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there were some nice options there. Minson, Longer in the rucks. I mean, I know the Zebras had a bye on the weekend, so we didn't see Longer, but, options.
Plenty of options coming up, and we have to wait for the teams on Thursday. But I believe we had a question this week, Steve.
Yeah, we had a really interesting question sent in from our man, Shacky Chan. And he wanted to know, if we were doing a draft tomorrow, what our top 10 keepers under 23 would look like.
Ooh, good question.
Did I say that right? Top 10 keepers under 23.
23 and under, or just under 23?
Well, 23 and under, whatever. It's probably only a few people who are getting cut out.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, we had a good chat about this last night, didn't we? And even today I was putting a list together. I think I had about 30 players. Trying to get into 10. Whew, so hard. Like, it's going to be interesting. Like, ours will be a bit different, but we'll have a couple of the same. But mine, just no particular order. I've got Luke Parker. He's 24 in October, so take it as you will. Bontempelli, Patrick Cripps, Paul Hogan, Jesse Hogan, Wietering, Rory Lobb, Zach Merritt, Chad Wingard, Tom Mitchell, and Rory Laird.
Yeah, I didn't have Hogan there. That's for sure.
Don't see him just tearing apart competition in the next year or two.
Nah, don't. Still key forward, you know.
Pretty mobile, though.
Sorry?
Pretty mobile.
Oh, yeah, look, I'm not knocking him. I'm just not looking at him, draft him that high tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine if people want to take a long-term view with their keepers, but I'd want to win now. I don't want to win in 3 years because a lot can bloody well change.
That is true.
I had Parker number one. I had Treloar number two. Shiel three. Dylan Shiel. I had Patrick Cripps at four. I had Rory Laird at five. I love Rory Laird. I think he's a star.
He's awesome.
Tom Mitchell at six, which probably feels a little bit lower than the other guys, but I feel like the other guys maybe have that...
more upside?
Yeah, probably just a bit more upside. Dalhouse at seven. Who else have I got here? Dalhouse at seven. Who's my eight?
Wines?
No. Doherty. Sam Doherty for Carlton. No,
still that young, is he?
Yep, still that young.
Wow, I thought he was older. That's why I didn't include him.
No, he's a star for mine. I love watching that guy play. And the Chad?
Gotta have the Chad.
And Lachie Neal. And, you know, I put, you know, and we left out, like, I could put in Zach Merritt, Gaff, Presty, or Wines, McRae.
Gaff's over 23.
Gaff. Oh, okay, we'll take Gaff out then.
But, yes, on my Mr. Cut, I had Treloar, Dalhouse, Stringer, Wines, throw in Marcus Adams now. Like, he's started off his career pretty well. You got Shield, Toby Green, Coniglio. Just, there was heaps of them.
I put Neil's probably a more contentious one. I like him because he's going to be playing next to Fife forever.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So those sort of things weighed into my mind a little bit.
Jack Martin, probably still want to see a little bit more of him.
Yeah.
Hunter might be just on the bubble there.
Oh, we'll see. I mean, if I play in fantasy, I want to be able to, you know, captain someone generally or lock down a position. Like, I think Laird and Doherty are arguably in the top five at their position. Well, maybe not top five, but top 10 in their position already.
Quite easily. Absolutely.
I mean, especially when you look at the defenders who are around them, like Heath Shaw, McVeigh, Simpson, these guys aren't getting any younger.
No, that's right.
So, interesting anyway.
Yeah, great debate. We had a pretty long conversation about that. Have a good chat with your mates about, like, a really good question. So thanks for that, Shacky Jam.
Yeah.
And if you do want to keep your questions coming, and we're quite happy to read them out, you can send them to us on social media on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or you can head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors, hit the like button there, leave us a question or a comment, and we're quite happy to read it out and discuss it on air.
Yeah. Yeah, so still got to talk a few little things. One of the things people have been enjoying about the show is our trade target talk on Monday.
Mm.
So I've got some interesting ones here. Jono, what do you think about this? Mark Murphy is a buy candidate.
Buy candidate?
Yeah. You know, he's had, he was obviously very crook on the weekend, didn't really turn in a good score, turned in a crap score the week before. He feels like someone who the owner of Mark Murphy might be feeling a little bit impatient. Maybe he didn't see the game. You might be able to float a real low offer out there and get Mark Murphy for value.
Yeah, well, I gave him to you last week, and I actually thought I won that trade pretty well with the return of Matthew Suckling pretty much there. So, yeah, Murphy is now playing, and especially if they say they're playing Freeman on the no, he's not going to score that great, so you could get something really good for him, really low in return, absolutely.
Hmm. You won that trade? I thought I won it in a canter.
I thought I won it.
Oh, well, time will tell, I guess.
Yeah, one I'm looking to sell, actually.
Hey, that's a good trade, though, Jono, because both parties walk away feeling like they've done well.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a really good trade.
Yeah.
One I'm looking to sell, Michael Johnson. Most people might have would have drafted him expecting that 85-90-plus average, but if he's going to be locking down defenders, then you don't want to bar him if he's going to be pumping out 50s, 60s, and mid-60s, so looking to sell, not sure what.
But what are you realistically going to get?
Yeah, that's what I put him on the trade table, see what offers do come away. People could see the value of him. It might give something up, who knows?
Yeah,
might be able to steal something there, if that makes sense.
Well, I'd say I'd probably hold him.
Yeah.
Because I think there's so few defenders capable of scoring 90s regularly. Like, I think MJ's been held back with injury and role. But, I mean, they've got to change that up surely, don't they?
You would think so. Like, it's been two and a half weeks now. Like, he played half the game as that lockdown. And especially the last 2 weeks, he's definitely played it. So, really affecting his output there.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a sell for you.
Yeah?
Devin Smith.
Zooey?
Devin Smith, you probably took him mid rounds, I'm going to guess. But he had a little bit of
his midfield and scoring.
Well, Stevie J's killed him.
Oh, big time.
So he's had a bit of a knee problem through the preseason, missed this week with it. Sometimes players missing a week can be good because they don't get the chance to go out on the field and actually suck. But, I mean, Devin Smith, still a name, still carries some weight. He might be someone you can float and get some value for. I don't know, maybe not, but I'd certainly be trying.
What about Steve Coniglio? What are your thoughts on that? Pumped out a big 126 and a 96 the week before, I think it was. So starting to get some value. Do you reckon people will bite on that?
What, in terms of, you think drafting...
Selling
Coniglio.
To upgrade to maybe that 104.56 type consistent average? Or you think maybe if he pumps it out one more week, another good score, then people will bite on it?
Yeah, but I mean, who are you realistically going to get back? Like, if you can say you're going to get 104, 105 average, but who am I giving up for Coniglio?
I'm just trying to think of a 105 type, like a Cochin maybe, who's going to be consistent 105.
Yeah, but I'm not giving up Cochin for Coniglio.
Yeah, you might if you... Well, not at the moment, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't see myself doing that. If I was going to get something for Coniglio, it'd have to be a different position, I think.
Like for a defender forward or at a forward type?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I don't know. I'll put it this way. I wouldn't be giving up much for him because he hasn't really done it over a whole season. I mean, it's a great time to sell him. Yeah, that's fine. Maybe an underperforming midfielder.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, you're robbing yourself, aren't you? Like, I mean, I could say right now I'll trade Hanley, but, I mean, who carries more weight, Hanley or Coniglio?
Probably Hanley, I'd say.
So, I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, I agree with the sentiment.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll put it this way. Here's a buy candidate for you. Marcus Bontempelli.
Ooh. Yeah, big time. You could really...
I mean, if I was going to do a trade, if I was going to get rid of Coniglio, I might float to the Bont owner.
Yeah.
And here's why. Like, if you've drafted Bontempelli, the scores are down, especially in Dream Team scoring formats. He's been spending a lot of time forward. One thing that's about to happen is Tory Dixon's about to come back for the Bulldogs. He just played VFL, his first game back from injury. Tory Dixon's a walk-up into their best 22.
Quite easily.
I'm thinking if Dixon comes in, they're probably not going to play Dixon and Bont forward so much, so hopefully Bont's time in the middle goes down. Like, Bont's tackles are down, his marks are way down, and his hit-outs are down, which you can say, ha-ha, but it's still an extra couple of hit-outs that could go to advantage. So,
that's right.
It's time on the ball. So
he was playing that third man up most of the time as well. Yeah, that seems to go on to Lin Jong.
So, oh my God. he's pretty good, man. But I don't want him rocking. But anyway, see, I mean, that's the sort of offer I think you could float. You might not get it, but I mean, if you were just looking at the numbers, it probably looks pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'd rather Bont.
Oh, who wouldn't?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, yeah, just get rid of Matt Lovey.
Oh. Get rid of him from... Just delete him from all servers, please, Herald Sun and The Age. Just get rid of him.
So, yeah, I thought that was some pretty interesting... That was some good buyers and sells. Do you have any more?
Just going through some of the list of players. What would you do with Source Jacobs? He's got to come good, doesn't he?
Well, I'm not sure he does, but...
You still got to hold on to him. I mean, you would have picked him up as a top three ruckman, essentially.
Yeah, well, he definitely would have been a top four, probably the third, unless people went Nick Nat in Supercoach. I don't know.
Yeah, he's an interesting one.
The scores are down, but it's... I mean, what are you going to sell him for? I mean, if you floated him, you'd get something from the people who don't have a ruck, definitely.
Yeah, then you'd be looking for that position. If you're looking for that positional change, and I don't know, if you've got wind of something, if you drafted another ruckman, say... I know Grundy, maybe. Who knows?
Well, I think Grundy's a perfect sell candidate.
Oh, big time.
So, you'd have to have a good second option, like if you wanted to trade him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, the fact he didn't score great on the weekend. Well, I mean, he got injured, but... I don't know. The scores are down, that's for sure, though.
Big time, especially with most of the Crows too. Like, it's the first weekend they really had massive scores from a few of their players.
Well, they're just so even across the board.
Yeah, that's true.
Tom Lynch has been huge. Scott Thompson's been big. Rory Laird's been big.
Brody Smith's been solid.
Yeah. So maybe to say they're down's a little bit of a disservice. I mean, yeah, I think they've been pretty good. The scores haven't been huge, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, look at Source, who Source has gone up against in the rucks. It's not exactly a who's who either.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, Goldstein round one, fair enough, but the rest.
Yeah, he's had Matt Loeby, he's had Sean Hampson, he's had
Tippett
on the weekend. So, yeah. I don't know, man. If he was my ruck, I would. This is the problem. Because it's so still very close to the draft, like, you've only drafted 5-6 weeks ago. So you've invested pretty high capital in Sauce Jacobs, most likely a top one of your top three picks.
Quite easily, yeah.
Yeah, so people are probably still a little bit married to spending that pick on him.
Yep.
So I think you'd have to give something pretty decent to get him. And you might not see a return on that.
That is true.
It's an interesting...
food for thought.
It's an interesting conversation to have.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that just about wraps up for this week, unless you got any other players you want to look at?
No, we're good.
And just letting you know, there will be no Thursday show this week?
Maybe. Well, we don't know, all right? It all depends on how good I am. For the listeners who... Well, it's not really how good I am. It's how good Kat is, because it's all on Kat's
shoulders. It's how good you get carried.
Yeah, how good I get carried. Yeah, for the people, for all you guys who don't know us, me and Jonah actually met through lawn bowls. And
we're in our 30s. We're not in our 60s.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, no, we met through lawn bowls. And what am I playing in? The state titles Triples? Or something? Yeah, I'm playing in the state titles this week. I think it's Wednesday. If we win on Wednesday, we've got to play again on Thursday. It's in Bendigo. So, if we win the state title, I'll be on those sherbets again.
Yeah, I'll probably see Steve until next Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll be on the news as well.
Most likely, because I know the two guys he's playing with.
Yeah. Oh, I spoke to one of them today. He goes, oh, don't worry. I've got our hotel rooms at the pub.
Oh, no. So
that's...
If it's stairs, you've got to go up. Do they have one of those disabled, things that...
Oh,
the chair lift is up the stairs because you got need it.
I needed one of those travelator things to just fall on my face outside the pub and just shoots me off to my room. So anyway, but when we lose, if we lose on Wednesday, there will be a show. If there's no show, well, power to you.
All right, thank you everybody, and we'll see you maybe on Thursday.
I hope so. Well, I hope not.
I hope so.